that, of course, Bob Dylan's Subterranean Homesick Blues from his album Bringing It All Back Home, which you'll hear in its entirety tomorrow night at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts on the U of I Urbana campus. It's part of El Nora of the Guitar Festival, which gets underway tonight at Krannert. Tomorrow night's Bringing It All Back Home project will be performed entirely by local musicians from the Champaign-Urbana area, and it's led by a familiar name to longtime WIOL listeners, Jack Brighton. Brighton performs regularly in the area with the band PBS and was asked by Krannert Center Director Mike Ross to help pay tribute to recent Nobel Prize for Literature winner Bob Dylan.
The idea was, let's do one of his albums, start to finish, you know, every song on the album, and feature different artists playing Dylan material in their own interpretations. And so they approached me about curating, as they call it, or producing, or corralling, whatever, you know, verb one chooses when dealing with this many musicians, putting the same together and having it be a feature of the first day of the El Nora Guitar Festival. So, you know, I thought about it, and I was able to select the album, and I love so much Dylan music, but Bringing It All Back Home, that album in particular signified something that shifted in American music at the midpoint of the 60s. And it is such an amazing album with so many great songs, Subterranean Homesick Blues, Outlaw Blues, Bob Dylan's 115th Dream, Mr. Tambourine Man, Gates of Eden, It's All Over Now, Baby Blue. I just love the tracks on this album. And I thought about just who would be able to sing this material. And fortunately, I know an amazing group of musicians in this area and was able to put that together. So it was really a project of love inspired by the legacy of Bob Dylan and an opportunity to really showcase that legacy.
Yeah, yeah, and let's talk a little bit about the musicians, the house band, if you will, Surreal Deal is a well-known group here in town. Why were they a good choice for kind of the backing band, the house band for this?
The Surreal Deal would be a good choice for any music whatsoever. These guys are literally geniuses. The Surreal Deal, and I should mention the names, Josh Quirk is the drummer, Jesse Brown, keyboard player, Jeff Kerr, guitar player, and Billy Gault, the bass player. These guys have done it all. They've been playing together in various configurations for years. They have a regular gig at the Rose Bowl in Urbana, and they are just amazing musicians. And the thing about them is I knew that they could listen to this material and come up with their own interpretation of it, and that's what I'm after. I mean, we don't have to just do what Dylan did. I don't think he would actually want us to do it necessarily according to, you know, the Dylan Bible. You know, these guys are capable of doing anything. I thought once, you know, if they were on board, everything would work out and we could add the singers on top of that.
Yeah, and let's talk about some of the singers. Who will we hear singing some of these classic Dylan tunes?
You're going to hear an A-list of the area's best singers. And, of course, this is just a sampling of the area's best singers. There are 8 different performers. And I want to just say something about each one of them. Kenna Mae Rice is a rising star. She performs at the Iron Post sometimes and actually all over the Midwest. And I think, you know, she's been down to New Orleans and Nashville and a variety of other places. A young singer, an amazing talent. Her voice is just astonishing when you hear it. She's going to do 2 tracks, Subterranean Homesick Blues and It's All Right, Ma, I'm Only Bleeding. And I can only say, it's heartbreaking the way she does this. It's completely astonishing. And I'm so thrilled to have her part of this. Grizz Stevens, he is a singer who is one of the original members of the Mighty Pranksters. People may remember that. He's been in many other bands around town. He's a great singer, great guy, plays harp really well. So he's part of the show, and he's doing a couple songs. Jay Rosenstein, who you may know as a professor here at the College of Media, and he's also an award-winning filmmaker. And it turns out also a really brilliant guitar player and singer. And he's going to do a song. Andy Duncanson from Kilbourne Alley is going to be part of the show. Joni Dreyer, who people may know from Joni and the Maytags or Groove Avenue or many other bands that she's been a part of. Jake Tater, he was one of the original members of the Boat Drunks, that band people may know of. David Howie, the one-man jukebox. He's performing Mr. Tambourine Man. He's a fantastic singer and just a great guy. And then, of course, gotta mention especially Kathy Harden. People may know her as the Diva or Coco or Queen Bee or just, I just call her Yes Ma'am, because whatever she tells me to do, I say Yes Ma'am. And she's singing It's All Over Now, Baby Blue, and contributing to several other songs. She is an amazing musician and singer. So that's kind of the lineup, and it really couldn't be better.
Yeah, it sounds like an outstanding lineup there, Jack. And thinking of this album, I don't know how you would possibly do this necessarily, but if you had to choose just one song off this album, the first one that comes to mind when you think of Bringing It All Back Home, what's the first song that comes to mind for you?
Well, can I say two songs?
Sure.
As the first song that comes to mind?
Sure.
Does that make any sense? Subterranean Homesick Blues is one of my favorite songs. It kicks off the album, and I think people will probably know that song pretty well. It's got the line, you don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows, and so many other great lyrics. But the one that, to me, is the sort of signature of the album is the one that people may know a little bit less. It's All Right, Ma, I'm Only Bleeding. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing about this song, It's All Right, Ma, it has five verses. Each verse has a ridiculous number of words. It is a 8-minute song on the album. So it kind of goes on and on. It didn't really get much radio play because of that. You know, it doesn't fit the radio format in many cases. But the poetry in this song demonstrates why Dylan won a Nobel Prize for poetry. It is completely astonishing. It's a stream of consciousness form of lyrics that he really first started exploring with this very album.
And finally, just what will it be like for you to, you know, be an actual part of a festival that you've been attending for the last 10 years?
A thrill. I mean, I love the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. Mike Ross and his staff are just so good at transforming this space into a community center and bringing in all this great music and celebrating the appreciation of what art does for our, you know, our culture and our world. To be a part of that is I'm proud to contribute whatever I can to it. I'm going to perform one song at the very end along with everybody else. We're going to throw in a bonus track that's not on the album, and I'm not even going to say what that is.
Ah.
It's a surprise, but it's going to be fantastic. But I'm just happy to contribute what I can because these people are doing a great job, and you know, they don't need me to come in. They know what they're doing, but to be able to contribute is a thrill.
That's Jack Brighton discussing tomorrow night's Bringing It All Back Home project, part of Krannert Center's El Nora Guitar Festival that gets underway this evening. Tomorrow night's performance is in the Krannert Center lobby, and it gets underway at 11 p.m. Admission is free.
Darkness at the break of noon, shadows even the silver spoon, the handmade blade, the child's balloon, eclipses both the sun and moon. To understand, you know too soon, there's no sense in trying.